We'll discuss tonight about the topic of Yeshiva Shame Ve'Aver, the Yeshiva of Shame and Aver. We find throughout Sefer Bereishis, the book of Bereishis, that any time or some of the times when the biblical characters disappear, they end up studying in this yeshiva. We find it by Yitzchak, that Chazal, the commentators, want to know what happened to Yitzchak after Akedas Yitzchak, after Avraham and took Yitzchak up, and instead they brought a karban, they brought the seh. And then in the next parasha we find Avram looking for a wife for Yitzchak. We don't find Yitzchak anywhere around. So the question is, where did Yitzchak disappear to? So Chazal tell us he went to learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. The question is, what do you mean learn in Shem Ve'Aver? If he was willing to give up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, he was willing to give up his life, what more does he have to learn? What more could he learn? So we'll get into it, but the Shem and Atov, others point out, because it's one level, lo aleinu, we shouldn't have to do it, to give up a life, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's a one-time shot. But to live your life, Al Kiddush Hashem, that's a lot more difficult. It takes a lot more work. And in fact, that's why the Torah doesn't begin when we introduce Avraham. It doesn't introduce Avraham with the episode of Or HaKasdim. Or HaKasdim, our rabbis tell us that that's where Avraham was willing to give up his life to sanctify God's name. Yet the Torah begins with Lech Lecha. Why begin with Lech Lecha when you could begin with Or HaKasdim? And the answer is because the litmus test of a Jew is Kashet Siva Hashem, listening to the commandment of God. Gado HaMetzuva Lios, the greatest one who does something as commanded. So we see that Yaakov Yitzchak spent a lot of time after Akedah Yitzchak learning in Shem Ve'Aver. What exactly was he learning there that he couldn't get from his father Avraham? We also find Yaakov in Shem Ve'Aver, that when Yaakov, on his way to Charan, so he stopped off at Shem Ve'Aver. Again, why is Yaakov stopping off at Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver when he could be learning the Torah of Avram and Yitzchak? And in fact, we find as well in Parshas Vayeshev as well, Chazal Rashi quotes the Chazal, we know, it says, Yisrael ahaves Yosef mikol banav, and Yisrael loved Yosef more than the other kids. Ki ben zakunim hu lo, because he was the ben zakunim. So what does a ben zakunim mean? So simple pshat, it's a child of his old age. In other words, Yosef was born when Yaakov was in his old age, and therefore he felt a greater affection, even though Binyamin was even younger. But the second explanation is Zakim, Ben Zakunim, Zeshakana Chachma, that Yosef was a wise son to him. And whatever Yaakov, and Rashi quotes the famous Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, whatever Yaakov learned in Yeshiva Shem and Aver during his 14 years, he gave it over to Yosef. So again, we find Yitzchak and Yaakov, among others, going to Shem Ve'Aver. In fact, we know by Rivka as well, by Yitzrotesu Habanim Bekirba, when she was wrestling with the issue of what should she do, she thought at this point she didn't know it was twins. She thought she had a schizophrenic, because when she passed by the yeshivas, he tried to jump out. And when she passed by the house of idol worship, he tried to jump out. So therefore they point out that until she went, she was very confused, and she went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver And they explained, don't worry, it's going to be twins and two different children. Again, why go to Shem Ve'Efer? Why not go to Yitzchak? So we find many examples of the Yitzchak Yaakov and Yosef being taught from Yaakov about Yeshiva Shem Ve'Efer. So what exactly did they learn in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Efer? So there's a famous pshat from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that Yaakov had to prepare himself for an alien environment. And he realized, whether it was Yaakov, and we'll see Yosef as well, that he was on his whole life, he was on his way to Lavan, running away from Esav. So what is shame? What does Eva represent? Shame, he lived during the Dor HaMabul. He lived during the time of the flood. And therefore, the time of he's witnessed robbery, gazronim, people stealing, and a totally corrupt way of life. He lived during that time, shame. And Eva lived during the Dor HaFloga, during the time when they wanted to build the tower against God, the time of apikarsis, of heresy. So they both experienced different times, the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the Mabul, which is unethical, stealing, etc., and as well as Ben Adam Lamakom, people who were denial of God, try to build a tower and shoot arrows at God. And that's why Yaakov was teaching Yosef. It says, V'Yisrael Ahav as Yosef. It doesn't say Yaakov loved Yosef. It says Yisrael loved Yosef. What's the difference between Yisrael and Yaakov? So the Rugged Shevago and others point out that Yaakov represents the father of the Shvatim. And Yisrael represents, so Yaakov is like the father, but Yisrael represents the leader of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's Yisrael Ahav, is not being as his father, but realizing that they're going to be going into Golus, and there'll be a Golus Mitzrayim and all of that. He realized through Nevuah, he didn't have all the details, but that Yosef was going to have to lead the show down in Mitzrayim or wherever they were going to go. And therefore Yaakov taught Yosef, Kiben Zekudimo, he taught him the understanding of the times that he learned from Shev and Aver. In other words, Avram and Yitzchak, that was the pure learning in its pristine state. However, that was teaching the pure, but Shev and Aver, they were teaching the applied learning, like we have by the Ramban. The Ramban writes that the pristine Torah was the pure Torah, that it was all Shmosef, Shoah, Kaddish, Baruch, the names of God, but it wasn't necessarily decipherable for us. And when Moshe and Har Sinai, he wrote it, Bereishis, Bara, Elokim. So Aaron and Yitzhak was the pristine Torah in its pure sense, but Shev Aver knew the times, the foreign environment, it was the applied. So we see this interesting Kedushas Levi, Rev Levi Barditchev. He points out, the Gemara tells us in many places that it says teiko, that when a question is unresolved, so sometimes the Gemara says teiko, and the classical understanding of teiko, it stands for Tishbi Yitaret Kushes Vabayas. And Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Navi, he's going to come back and answer up all these questions. So Biskar Rav doesn't like it. It means in the word tik. It means you put your, kind of like a suitcase, you put things away and we'll get the answers later. But others learn that teiko is Tishbi Yitaret Kushes Vabayas, and therefore that Eliyahu is going to come during the times of Mashiach, and later, Trias Amesim, and he's going to answer up all the questions we had. So the question is obvious, why Eliyahu HaNavi? There was somebody even greater than Eliyahu HaNavi. That's called Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Torah's Moshe. Moshe received the Torah in Har Sinai directly. He knew the Torah better than anyone else. So why are we going to Eliyahu HaNavi for tekus to answer up the questions? Why not go to the original source? So the Kedushas Levi explains, no one knows the halacha better than Moshe Rabbeinu. But the problem is, Moshe Rabbeinu has been dead for many years. He lived to 120, a healthy 120. So therefore, in order to, he had an unparalleled knowledge in the pure sense. But in the application, he doesn't understand the times. Eliyahu HaNavi, we have a tradition, Eino Meis, never died, Lo Meis, he's around. So whatever it means exactly, but he's around, he knows what's going on. You can't just paskin a shaila in a vacuum. You have to know the times. In fact, that's why we have the Gemara Menachas. Moshe Rabbeinu came to a lecture from Rabbi Akiva, I believe it was, one of the rabbis, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any clue what Rabbi Akiva was saying until Rabbi Akiva said, and when the student says, how do you know this? Halach lo Moshe Misinai. This is taught by Moshe. There is relief. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, the principles never change. That was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the application, you have to know how to take the principles into your own times and know how to apply them. That's Yeshiva Shem Aver. So we'll give a couple examples of this concept. So there's a Russian Baba Kama who asked the following question. Why don't we paskin? Why do we? But it comes to, we know there's many disputes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. So, how come the rule is that by Isser Veheter, by permitted and prohibited things, we go by Rav, we paskin like we follow the opinion of Rav, but by Dini Mamanos, by civil matters, monetary matters, we go with Shmuel. So the Rosh asks, why is that? Why do we follow Rav by Isser Veheter, by more pure halakhic issues, prohibited, permitted? By Dini Mamanos, by monetary, civil issues, we go with Shmuel. So the Rosh explains that Rav's knowledge, from a pure sense, he was a bigger Talmud Chacham. And therefore, we pass him like him. So if you want to know if the chicken's treif or not, you have to check the lungs. You make different bedikas, so then you have to go to Rav. But Shmuel, who was involved with the people, he had dealings with the people, and therefore when it came to civil and criminal law, you have to know how to apply it. What's a kinyan? What's a contract? Shaking your hands, is that a commitment or not? You have to know what the accepted norms of society is to know how to apply the different halakha. So that's what the Rosh is. But Rav is the pure, unadulterated learning, so we pass it like him in a pure case, like, is the chicken, that question is never going to be different. It's a chicken kosher or a treif. When it comes to apply things, it has to do with society in the generation we're living in now. So then you went with Shmuel because he was involved more with the people and society. And the Vilna Gaon explains also similar. The Vilna Gaon, the Gemara Mishlei says, it says twice in the Torah. One place it says, a shochet yaver einei chacham, it says a bribe. Sometimes it says it blinds the eyes of the Chachamim. And that time it says it blinds the Einei Pichim, the smart people, a Pikeach. So what's the Pshat the Vilna Gaon says? The Vilna Gaon says to understand Halacha, to be a Dayan, you have to be a Chacham, you have to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to know the facts and have the knowledge. But you also have to be a Pikeach, you have to know the times, you have to know how to deal with people, and see when people say something, what they mean, what's the accepted norm. And in fact, Rav Jacob Schachter, the rabbi in Belfast, he points out, he quotes the Russian Baba Kama, but he says there are other examples of Rav and Shmuel like this, that we see in a dispute between Rav and Shmuel, it seems to be consistent with their views in life. So he quotes a couple of examples. One is when Avram went to save Lot, so it says, as Hanichem, it says he armed his men. So what does it mean he armed his men? So Rav says he armed himself with Torah, with brachas. And Shmuel says he gave them money, he bribed them in order to get them to do it. So we see it's consistent. Rav is is the pure, unadulterated. So therefore, he learns it armed with Torah. It's all about Torah, mitzvahs, and brachas. But Shmuel, who knows how society works, money talks, so to speak, he realized to get these people to do things, he had to give them a little money. Or another machlokes we're all familiar with from Liel Seder, from the night of the Seder, we know there's a biblical mitzvah on Pesach of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of the Exodus of Egypt. And the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, how is this done? The Gemara says, Matkel b'kenus v'sayim b'shvach. You begin with genus, with the bad times, and you end up with the good times. So parenthetically, why do we have to even talk about the bad times? Let's get to the good stuff. So Rav Soloveitchik, others explain, because the power of contrast. To fully understand what freedom is, you have to know what slavery is. So first we have to go into the genus before we get into the shvach. So Rav says, what does it mean? What is the beginning of the bad? Mitchilas ovdei avodah zarah, our forefathers were idol worshippers. Because what's the biggest genai from a spiritual point of view is to be nothing lower than an idol worshipper. But Shmuel says, avadim hayino, from a more applied situation, a disgraced, a person's embarrassed, they can't make their own living, etc. So that's the so he wants to point out this rush in Baba Kama, which says we follow Rav in the pure Torah and Shmuel in the applied. So he wants to give a couple of examples, perhaps in other cases with Avram with Lot and the famous issue in the Haggadah. So we see this concept of the pure Torah and the applied. And this to give another example, what we see is, as we all know, the Torah was given to Moshe at Har Sinai, and that's eternal, will never change. But I'm always asked, does Jewish law change? So I say, it depends what it means. Depends what you mean. Does it mean, if someone asked me the same question today, they asked 200 years ago, or 500 years ago, would it automatically be the same answer? And the answer is no. The principles don't change, but if you apply the principle to different generations, so then it might change. It doesn't always change. It depends what the question is. If the chicken's kosher or trash, it's not going to change. But let's say, I'll give an example. Let's say the Gemara talks about Megillah about the concept of Tashmishei Kedusha. That something which is the Sefer Torah, it's filled with this, is Gufa Kedusha. Then there's Tashmishei Kedusha, let's say the Manhok on the Sefer Torah, it touches the Sefer Torah. And then there's Tashmish to Tashmish. So the Gemara says, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nigvarim, you have to bury something which is used for Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmishei Kedusha, something which came in contact with the Torah, so, and it's no good anymore, you have to bury, you can't throw it out. So the Gemara in Megillah considers the Aron Kodesh Tashmishei Kedusha. So the question is why? We put the Sefer Torah itself doesn't touch the Ark. We have Malach, we have Sefer Torah covers. So really the Aron should only be a Tashmish to Tashmish, once removed. And it shouldn't have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. So how come the Gemara says it's Tashmishei Kedusha? So it's a very interesting carbon asana we don't paskin like. But the principle is there. He says, because in the time of Gemara and other times we were afflicted with poverty, we were very poor, so therefore they didn't have covers for the Sifrei Torah. So let's say they had a couple of Sifrei Torah, where they had one cover, so they put all the covers, all the Torahs in, so to speak, naked without any covers. And whenever they took the Sefer Torah out, they covered it up. But the Torah itself, you just touch the Aron Kodesh, and therefore that's what is Tashmishei Kedusha. But Bizman HaZeh, when we have Matlock and other things, the Kabbalah Sanon says it's no longer Tashmishei Kedusha. We paskin know it's Tashmishei Kedusha for other reasons, anything used to beautify the Sefer Torah, or maybe the Eitzei Chaim are touching, but that's not my topic tonight. The issue is, we see the principle, the Kabbalah Sanon, the principle is always the same. Tashmishei Kedusha is in something in direct contact, Tashmish and Tashmish is further away. The Bizman HaGemara, or the time when people, we didn't have covers, so then the Aaron did have the status of Tashmish and Kedusha. But perhaps in other times it didn't. We assume it does, but that's the principle. And there are other examples like that, that we take the principle of Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai and apply it to all future generations. So that's the pshat. We find Yitzchak, Yaakov teaching Yosef, all the Torah, Shem V'Aver. Avram Yitzchak was the pure Torah, but Shem V'Aver was the applied in your times. And that's what we went through, the Kedusha Salevi. Why Eliyahu HaNavi is passing Shiloh, is not Moshe Rabbeinu, because Eliyahu Lo Meis. He's alive and he knows the times, even though Moshe Rabbeinu knows much more than him. But to pass in Shiloh, you have to know the society. Of course, you have to know the Torah, but knowing that's not enough, you have to know how to apply it. Or as the Vilna Gaon writes, it's not enough to be a Chacham, you have to be a Pikeach. And that's how the Rush explained Rav with the pure Talmud Chacham. So in Issa V'Heta, we follow Rav and Shmuel. In civil matters, the other one who extended to the two Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, by when with Avram, when he went with the kids to save Lot, or as in the Haggadah, Matka B'Kanus, Hashem B'Shvach, Rav always takes the more pure view. He armed them with Torah, or Mitzchilas Olde Avodah Zarah, and Shmuel takes the bottom line, Avodah Mayinu, or he armed them with money. And that's the example we gave of the Karban Nisanel, that even the Gemara calls Daron Kodesh Tashmish and Kedusha, but perhaps that's only because they didn't have Malach covers for the Sefer Torah. However, in Halacha we disagree, but the principle, and there are many other examples, but we'll stop here, and that's what they were doing in Yeshiva Shem Ever, learning the applied Torah so they know how to apply, take the principles, and apply it to the generation.